charters are no better in the main than traditional schools in terms of their success and failure rate.
Superintendent Dr. Kreiner Cash reacting to a question asked last week at a public forum by Investigative Post's Jim Heaney. He was asked his position on charter schools and what role they should play here in Buffalo.
They can be a mix, or what I call a portfolio, of different kinds of schools. Good charter schools is a good school.
However, Cash did note there are some good charter schools in Buffalo, and he said the district should look into how it might be able to replicate areas of success those schools are experiencing. Still, Cash does not see it as a single reform answer.
But to have a one-pellet reform that says that if we just charterize every school, we'll be a much better system is a misguided educational and really flawed educational assumption.
He talked about a portfolio schools approach, and I think that makes sense.
Buffalo attorney Stephen Polowitz is a longtime charter school advocate. Polowitz actually agreed with some of the superintendent's comments.
You have district schools that are managed by educational management organizations. You have district schools that are managed by lead partners in partnership with the district. And you have traditional schools. Bottom line, the answer is that you want to push as much control and autonomy and flexibility down to the local school level. And that's the objective.
Polowitz tells WBFO News what continues to hold back the district in achieving successful reforms are union collective bargaining agreements. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.